This is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Today's podcast looks at the desperate plea, the desperation that we feel when we feel we are too attached. So what is it that you are too attached to? What is it that you feel that your very existence depends upon, and if it doesn't happen, life will somehow be incomplete? What is it that you want more than anything? What would you sell your soul for? What would you sell your nearest and dearest for? What is it? Is it fame, success, money, that relationship, that house? What is it? Often the thing that we feel that we can't live without, and we get to that obsessive state. I want this too much. I'm too attached. My very existence depends on this. We need to question why we are so obsessed. What is it that we feel we will gain? What will you gain when you have that relationship? What will you gain when you have that promotion at work, or that success, or that fame, that notoriety, that money in your bank account? What will you gain? What will it give you? Now, in some instances, you can say there will be very real rewards. Yes, if I have X amount of money in my bank account, I can do X, Y, and Z. Good. But what will that give you? Well, that will make me feel this, or I would be able to do this. And we can then refine the very thing that we are so attached to into an emotion, often, or into a single purpose that is far more achievable than this huge mantle that we've set ourselves up for achieving or moving towards. So what is it? What is the thing that you feel that you couldn't cope in life without? And what would you gain if you had that? If you had that success, if you had that promotion at work, how would that make you feel? Would you feel valued? Would you feel loved? Would you feel confident? Would you feel strong, powerful, perhaps? Okay. Well, how else could you get those feelings? To lessen, to loosen the attachment to the end goal, how could you start feeling those things now and move towards that feeling rather than trying to move towards a goal? Because often, even when we've achieved that goal, we find that we're still craving those feelings, because the attachment was never about the goal. It was about the feelings underneath the goal. We know this. This isn't new knowledge that I'm imparting to anyone. We know this, but sometimes we need reminding. What would a new home give you? What would that partner give you that you don't already have? And sometimes it's very challenging. It's very challenging when the money isn't there to pay the bills. It's very challenging when the home isn't there, God forbid. It's very challenging when the health isn't there or the success isn't there. And these feelings come up, but there's also very real physical world challenges, of course. And no one is saying that all you have to do is meditate your way into feeling zen and everything will be better, that everything will suddenly manifest in your life. Because as we've come to realize, it doesn't always happen. Our goals aren't always achievable. They aren't always come or brought into fruition for whatever reason. Good things happen to bad people, bad things happen to good people for whatever reason. We cannot know, because we are mortal beings and we can only understand so much. But what we can try and do is have a slightly more peaceful existence on this planet, to feel slightly more fulfilled. If we're spending our whole time in yearning and desire and want, it's not a great existence. It also makes us do things that aren't great for our souls, for our soul's journey, for our karma, if you believe in that. We can lie and cheat and steal and harm others, ourselves. We can sell our souls quite literally to get that thing that we think is going to make us feel a certain way. And yet when we get it, we don't really feel that way. There's still something missing. Not always. And that isn't to say that often when we achieve our goals, we don't feel a huge sense of satisfaction and accomplishment. And like we finally found our place in the world and we have meaning, we're here for a purpose. But there's a difference between being driven by our purpose and being driven by something that we're too attached to. Our purpose is something that we're not really attached to. Our purpose is something that is always evolving. It never changes. We just find different outlets for it. If your purpose is here to bring light into the world, to bring healing into the world, to be a truth speaker, if your purpose is to bring comfort to others, if your purpose is to bring laughter to others, you will always find ways to do that. Whether you're doing it on a worldwide scale or whether you do it on a smaller scale, it won't matter to you because you'll be living your purpose. But if you haven't discovered what your purpose is and you feel that your purpose is tied up with success or tied up with accolades or tied up with money or having a new patio or having a new car, then you won't feel satisfied. I mean, whose purpose in life is to actually have a new patio or a car? That's not about purpose, that's just greed. And if that is something that you are too attached to, then ask yourself, what is it? What will that new patio or that new car give you? Will it make you feel safe? Will it make you feel secure? Will it make you feel like you've achieved something? Will it make you feel beautiful? Will it make you feel powerful? What will it make you feel? Because ultimately, it's just things, and we can't take things with us. The ancient Egyptians might have buried their stuff, and I use stuff purposefully. They might have buried their things in with them, thinking that they could take them over to the other life, to the other side when their soul ascends. But we can't do that. We know that. We know that's why so many funerals are such simple affairs in the Islamic religion. You're just wrapped in a white sheet and put into the earth. There's no coffin even. That's how simple it is. We leave with nothing. We come with nothing. We come and we're wrapped in a towel. And we're naked, and we die, and we're wrapped in a sheet, and we're naked. That's the truth of who we are. So that patio and that car that you're really attached to, what's that going to give you? Will you take it with you when your days are numbered? Will you stand before your maker? Will you stand before a higher power and say, well, I know I was a bit, you know, I was a bit rude to people, and I stole and I cheated and I lied and I cast a few spells as well. I wasn't always in the light. But, you know, I had a really great patio before I died, and I got that new car. And that was brilliant. That made me feel really accomplished. You know, and with that beautiful patio, I was able to host barbecues, and that made some people happy, and then I could drive people around in the car. So, I mean, come on, you know that's nonsense. So what is it that you're too attached to? And what do you feel that you will gain once you get that? And that's not to negate the very real desires that we all have to be recognised for our worth. And sometimes things like that car and that patio and that promotion at work are just about being recognised. We want to be seen. We want to be acknowledged for the radiant, wonderful, beautiful being that we believe that we are, that we want to be, that we feel is within us. But we're not getting that recognition, whether it's from our partners or our parents or our siblings or our colleagues. And so we get attached to, well, if I had that, then I would get some recognition. If I drove down the street in that car, I'd get a bit of recognition. If my patio looked amazing, the neighbours would certainly notice me. If I was on the cover of that magazine, then I'd have recognition. But is that the recognition that you're really craving? Is that what being seen means to you? We can see this in our celebrity culture, that often the most seen celebrities lived the most empty, hurt lives. They weren't seen. Not for really for who they were. Their truth was never known. Not really. They had to keep that hidden. They never got the chance to be truly seen for who they were, and yet they went into industries that they thought would allow them to be truly seen. So what is it that you are in need of so dearly that you are so attached to that item or that event? Ask yourself these questions, because it is the first and the most important, most crucial stage on our journey to healing and on our journey to becoming truly empowered. When you know yourself, you can live through anything. And the world that we're in right now, there's a lot for us to live through. The website is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Until the next time.